My Reagan Fox's vagina hurts.
Brothers and sisters, stand up and shout. We love Madge Weinstein, shout it out loud. Brothers and sisters, stand up and shout. We love Madge Weinstein, shout it out.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much, Mr. Zichi, for another wonderful song about me. I appreciate that so much. Mr. Zichi sent me 4 songs yesterday, and each one of them is wonderful, general audience. Absolutely wonderful. So I'm this fat lesbian, as you probably already know. I'm disgusting, and my ass stinks. And what do I want to talk about? Let's just get right to it. This is my freeform show since I already did the serious show, so I can just fuck around. I don't care. First, I want to talk about 2 things. When I was downtown, 2 things made me very, very upset. First of all, I was at the... I was walking along Michigana Avenue. I think I should get the lavalier microphone out, but let me tell you the stories first. Ugh. My neck hurts. I've been sitting at the computer for a goddamn month. Help me get my fat out of this.
I'm so sleepy.
I'm sleepy, but I had too much coffee. You know how that goes. When you're sleepy, but you drink too much coffee. You know. Let me just try something here. I think my levels... Does this make my level lower on the screen, too? Yeah. I think maybe this is better. This, and then I can adjust it later. Adjust it. I'm going to adjust it later. You just have to get over shit, general audience. You're going to have to get over shit. I'm sorry, but you are. Anyway, so here I am, hurting and smelling. I'm just adjusting levels. So now I'm getting a little confused, as the Wand of Wisdom would say. Boy, Reagan Fox has really been a little bit nasty to the Wand of Wisdom lately, hasn't he, she, it? I think so. Anyway, here I am, I'm my own best friend. What else is new, right? Okay. I'm not talking about anything. So I was downtown, and I'm walking past the Virgin Mega Whore on Michigan Avenue. And you know how they have these huge posters? I don't even know if I feel like fucking talking right now. This is going to be a short show, I think. So you know they have these fucking things. Ugh, what's wrong with me? I can't talk. Why am I even doing this? Because I wanted to tell you about Rod Stewart's wart. So there's a huge, you know, huge poster of Rod Stewart's big face. And I look at it, and there's this goddamn wart on his face. And it's huge. It's like the size of a Judy Chicago dinner plate vagina. You know, it's a dinner plate-sized wart on his face. And I thought, this is fucking disgusting. And I go up to it, and I look at it up close. And it's like a huge wart, and it's like 4 quadrants of wart, you know, like sectioned off, like a pie with 4 pieces only. It was so fucking disgusting. I couldn't fucking believe it, that he would show off his wart. I mean, what is he thinking, you know? Why didn't they Photoshop the wart? I mean, the wart is huge. It is disgusting. It's seriously the size of the dinner plate. You know, after it's all blown up. I just can't understand that. You know, you get the Hollywood starlets who always want to use way too much plastic surgery, and then you have the rock stars, you know, who are so fucking, they just try to make themselves even look more disgusting. I mean, they were disgusting when they were young, and now they're even more disgusting, like that Keith Richards. Ugh. God, how many parked cars did he chase? So that was one. The other thing downtown that was disgusting as hell was how are my levels? Yeah. The other thing was, So I'm waiting on the bus stop to go home. I bought a Bluetooth headset for my phone. I finally decided might as well go ahead with the cancer. I'm 56. So I'm waiting for the bus. I'm waiting. It's a bus stop. You know, they have these shelters where you wait for the bus. Chicago and Michigan. Waiting. A bus goes by. Wasn't my bus. I didn't pay attention. Another bus. Yeah, I didn't pay attention. I'm playing the Tetris on my cellular phone. And some little lady, she says to me, you know, I guess a bus passed her, a 151 bus passed her and didn't pick her up. She said to me, "Are there a bus stop here?" And I said, "Yeah, it's a bus stop. He's probably just being rude to you. Maybe he doesn't like you." She's rah, rah, rah. And I wasn't paying attention. You know, I'm listening on the headphones to Lohengrin or some horrible shit like that. No, Parsifal, actually, Bayreuth, 2003. Very good recording, by the way. And so then I'm waiting and waiting, and then another bus comes by. He didn't stop. Another bus comes by. And finally, this bus driver picks her head out, and she says, "Ain't no bus coming there. Ain't no bus coming, stopping there." And I said, "What?" So evidently, I was standing at a bus stop where buses don't stop. So it's a bus stop, but the buses don't stop. Now, how the fuck am I supposed to know? How the fuck? No sign, no nothing. And then all the other bus stops don't stop. You know, the buses just pass by like assholes. That's bullshit. So I'm taking revenge out on the CTA. I don't know how. But whoever, somebody fire the whole thing, please. Can somebody fire this Chicago Transvestite Authority? I fucking hate them so goddamn much. Enough with that. I want to read a post from AmeriCunt. AmeriCunt, I'm in the process of getting it back up with the help of human dogs, Chris Weagle. So this person left a comment on my Hello World post, which we haven't gotten past. And he wrote, this is Angelo from Mike Angelo. StupidCitizen.com. I think I need to end this show early so I can masturbate. Does anyone know how over a couple of billion people living on this earth can be repeatedly stupefied by believing what the small group of good-for-nothing politicians and their forever hungry, greedy supporters who pretend they have the good of humanity in their hearts are telling them? Why so many people are stupid enough to believe that they, together, are not as clever or as able to shape the world as a small group of army generals who are slaves to the stinky politicians who eat from the smelly palms of cheaters who run mafias of this world and their irresponsible mega corporate brethren? What is the real attraction of coming home from a hard day's working for someone else's profit, opening a few cans of beer or someone else, some similar local brain numbers, putting on the TV and getting bombarded by commercials which all follow the common theme that consumers are stupid because they don't understand a cold drink of Pepsi does not make them viral or socially successful, or don't know that they must not ask their doctors or give them the advertised medicines because the buggers have been through the last 7 years of university to serve them, not the drug companies? Help me. So many people are moving about. I cannot see where I'm going. Well, I understand, Mr. StupidCitizen.com. And, well, that's what I'm here for, to help you get through this. Yeast Radio is here for you. Not for me, for you. Lying. Of course it's for me. Anyway, let's talk about some other things. Girdle spillover. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try a girdle spillover free day. What is this? Shit. So what's going on? What is going on? This is weird. So evidently you can be cured of being gay. This is something I found from the Sky Panther. Where the fuck did I put it? Oh, yeah, here. The problem with podcasters is a lot of them, like me, like the sound of their own voices. I like hearing it because I'm fat. I'm really fat. Boy, since I quit the girl GRRL band, boy, has my bloat just grown and grown. I want to go visit Griselda, but I'm embarrassed for her to see my fat, because she always just says, "You're fat, gross." All right, so let's see. Where am I? Oh, where's that crazy LiveJournal girl that I never played? It's an oog. No, that's not it. Where is it? Where's the thing I was going to play? Fuck my whore hole out. Fuck it out. Can you fuck something out or just eat something out? Anyway, I don't care because it's just my day for me. I'll do this show as long as I can do it, and then I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit. Fuck you all. Just kidding, not really. Life is strange. No, that's not it. That was the Zichi. Where the fuck did I put this shit? I don't have to be gay anymore, this thing. Oh, here. Here it is. I think this is it. No, this is good news for everybody. We don't have to be gay anymore. And here's the goddamn proof from Satan over here. Wait.
I'm the woman that stole his heart.
And I'm the former homosexual man.
Now married and on a mission. We're out to set the records.
She's blonde, bold,
and sorry, he's fresh. I fucked that up. Okay, so this is for real. This is not a joke. I swear to God, this is not like Reagan Fox.
I'm the woman that stole his heart.
And I'm the former homosexual man.
Now married and on a mission. We're out to set the record straight.
She's blonde, bold.
And he's brash.
It's Christian radio with
a faggot.
Christian radio like you've never heard before.
Topics, guests, and debates few would dare to have. Information you need to know.
A daily half-hour program.
With just a bit of adrenaline. Join us for Straight Talk Radio, debuting October 31st, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m.
Ugh, that is vile. Can you believe that's real? It's an ex-faggot. It's an ex-faggot. You don't have to be gay, he says. Isn't that great?
I'm the woman that stole his heart.
And I'm the big Nelly faggot bottom.
Now married and on a mission.
My ass is bleeding from my Christian wife fucking me with her dildos and her hair tees.
Christian radio with an edge.
Christian radio like you've never heard
before. We turn Christ into a dirty word.
Debates you would dare to have. Information.
We make sure that our government kills people.
Our program.
As long as they're dark-skinned and hate fags that I used to be when I fucked guys up the ass and drank their cum.
Monday through Friday at 1 p.m.
Fuck you, fag. All right, let's play the other one. This is the other one. This is the trailer to their bullshit. Oh, God. And I've got a phone number for them somewhere you can call and harass them. Let's see. Where's this goddamned shit? Motherfuckers. All right, where the fuck did I put this cunt-sucking fuck stain? Asshole. I hate these motherfuckers. Yada-da-da-da-da. That's not it. Ugh. Damn it. Where is it? What did I do? Oh, see, I'm spacing. Oh, no, this is where I put it. Where the fuck did I put it? Oh, because it has these deceptive blobbity blahs. Okay, show intro. This is the one I want to play now. I'm going to play this for you now. I'm going to play it for you. Not for me. For you. Bonk. I am a faggot. And now I'm cured because I met a woman with a Schomburg swirl.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for today's broadcast of Straight Talk Radio with Stephen and Irene Bennett. For Stephen Bennett Ministries, this is Bob Mathers. Today's subject matter is extremely sensitive and may be inappropriate for children and young teens. So we kindly ask that you use appropriate discretion.
Fuck you.
Stephen Bennett is a man whose life has been dramatically changed by Jesus Christ. Once a practicing promiscuous homosexual for over 11 years, Stephen and his male partner entered the dorm one day in 1990 and were greeted by a Christian woman named Kathy, who had a Bible. She boldly and lovingly shared the life-changing, soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ and God's word about the sin of homosexuality. Stephen Bennett would never be the same again. Stephen was born again in 1992 and completely set free from homosexuality. He and his wife Irene were married in 1993 and today, by God's grace, are happily married, the proud parents of two beautiful children, and have dedicated their lives to ministering to those...
Listen to me, let me tell you something. God fucking hates you, okay? That's why he made you a faggot. You are so fucked up, and now you just hate yourself even more. You are so fucked up, fag. I feel sorry for you.
Is an internationally known...
God hates you. God likes me, motherfucker. Because I'm truthful, I'm honest, and you're a fucking deceitful motherfucking bastard. You were a hypocrite.
And can be seen and heard regularly on television, on radio, and...
God hates you.
And now, without further ado...
God hates you, motherfucker. God hates you.
Stephen and Irene Bennett.
Yeah, douchebag. God hates you, both of you, you fucking idiots. Anyway, Let's see. Let's play another one of my new Mr. Zichi songs. Let's play this one. Which one did I... Oh, my God. Which one did I play? Now I'm fucked. This is called Toilet Roll.
Tell me where you first met Madge Weinstein. Yeah, I was in a public toilet in Chicago. I was taking a shit. And she knocked on the door and she said, "Have you got any toilet roll?" So I gave her a little bit of toilet roll. And we just started talking. You know, I'm sitting there with my pants down my ankles. And she's like, "Hey, I'm Madge Weinstein from East Radio. Take a listen sometime, you know. Thanks for the toilet roll." I'm like, "Hey, no problem, lady. Hope you enjoy your shit." And that's how we met, and the rest is history. I love that girl.
Oh, fuck. He stopped too soon. I'm not even ready with my goddamn shit. I have my lavalier pinned to my ear, general audience, because I'm naked from the waist. Ow, it really hurts. Hold on. I got to switch to the other microphone. The other microphone. Here we go. Is this it? Ow. I didn't turn on the receiver. Are you a pitcher or a catcher, Mr. Wireless? Hold on. How now? All right, here we go. Let's switch to the, let's see if this works. Is this working? Hello? Cunt face. Ow, it hurts. I think I'm on the wrong contraption here. Hello? Am I there? Am I here?
I think I'm here. Right. Of course, right. Okay, so now I'm on the... So now I'm on the lavalier microphone. Let's just adjust it properly. Here I am. Okay, now I'm going to take the headphones off so I don't get confused. All right, already. Here I am, lavalier microphone, free to go. We don't have to worry about using the good microphone for Sirius to make them happy. Now I can just talk. I can talk. I can be me. So here I am in my house, and now I'm going to get something to wear so that I don't have this goddamn lavalier microphone strapped to my ear. It hurts. It's an earring. It's a lavalier earring. A lavalier-ing. Alrighty. Here. What is this? Nothing fits me because I'm fat. Alright. Where am I? Hi, Chauncey. You're so sweet. I'm wearing Chauncey's microphone. All right, I took a piece of clothing off the floor. Tomorrow I have to clean a lot. All right, so I'm putting my shirt on. I hope you didn't hear that. Maybe you heard it. Hold on a second. Hi, Chance. Oh, ow. Oh, thank God. So now I took it. Now I'm wearing the lavalier properly. I took it off my ear. Am I recording? Yeah, I'm recording. That's my shtick there. Shtickmas. All right, so what are we going to talk about? Ah, I'm free. I am free to talk. I'm walking around my apartment. I am free again. Now I know, general audience, that you'll probably prefer this style of me talking in the room, you know, and walking around and everything. I like doing it too, but I like sitting and talking to the big horsecock microphone. And to be frank, you know, the show, when it's on Sirius, it doesn't really sound good with me talking on this microphone, because what happens is, and I don't know if you listen to the Sirius, but Sirius has a high level of compression, and it's a mono channel. The talk channels are mono, and the stereo channels are stereo. Duh. I mean, the music channels are stereo. So what happens is, I don't know what I have... The bottom line is I have to use a broadcast-style mic, or it sounds shitty. So that's why that happens. That's why you don't get to hear more of me on this. But anyway, let me know. I need more feedback from you, audience. You know, I haven't been getting a lot of feedback very much lately. Maybe it's because I don't respond to anything. You know, I'll try to do a better job of responding. But I always need feedback. You know, whether it's positive or negative, I always appreciate it. Unless it's just to be a psychotic asshole because you took too many drugs. Then I don't want to hear it. Okay, there's a lot of flag bashing going on. Let me see what's on. Oh. Anyway, where am I here? Christian Reich, part one, The Public Threatened. Got more shit to read. I'm not going to read that. It's too fucking long. All right, let's see here. What else do I have? New games. Oh, yeah, this is fun. I don't know if I want to talk about that. No, let's go to the straight talk crazy shit. I want to give you the phone number to call that crazy radio show that I just played,
Okay, here's the number you can call. If you want to sponsor Straight Talk Radio to learn how to be heterosexual, you can just call 800-832-3623 and ask for Amanda Sova. 800-832-3623. God, is she ugly. Ugh. And he's ugly, too. So let's hear. Is this what I already played? Let's see. I don't know if I... Oh, fuck. Well, the link isn't working. That's good, I guess. And they use the pink triangle on there. God, is this sick. I'm so grossed out by the world. All right, so this is what they're worried about. You know, these Christian crazy... Ugh, who can explain this shit? Ugh, and they have kids. Safari cannot find the internet plugin. The page, welcome to the Wiffle official website of Stephen Bennett Ministries. So he's now a minister because he's a faggot? I don't get it. Oh my God, you should see these pictures over at sbministries.org. Straight Talk about homosexuality and the veil of deception and the impact of homosexual marriage. You know, I wish one of these motherfuckers would come on my show and we can talk about this. They can convince me how I should not be a lesbian anymore. That would be fun. Maybe I'll call them. I think I can call them if I just say, oh, here, are you gay or lesbian? God bless you, friend, and I sincerely mean that. Somehow or another, you've stumbled onto this site. Maybe you were specifically looking for a site such as this. Maybe because you think I'm stupid. Yeah, that's more like I'm going to sit there and... Ugh. Oh, my God. This is terrible. Anyway, I have no attention span for this crap, you know. Terrible hair, too. Supercuts. Sorry, Reagan, I know you go to the supercuts. What else was I going to see here? Where am I here? Let's see. Let's see here. Am I still talking? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm spacing out. Okay. Straight Talk, SB Ministries. Oh, there's a podcast that... It's a video podcast. Ryan Edit... Ryan of RyanEdit.com. Anyway, she told me about this. It's blip.tv. Very interesting. And it's... I'm really fading fast. There's somebody who's video blogging from Iraq, and it's really fascinating. Go to blip.tv/file/3140. Just like that. I don't know if blip.tv is just this person's blog or what. Why am I still talking? I think I'm addicted to this crap. Oh, I guess this vlog is sort of like an open video blog, blip.tv. Oh. Hmm. Interesting. 22,000 soldiers vigil. In Glendale, California. I guess it's an open kind of video blog. This looks really interesting because there's a lot of... I guess I should know what this is. It looks like there's a lot of different videos coming out here on this one feed. It's a lot. I'm surprised. Like, a lot of videos just each day. Oh, I'm definitely going to subscribe to this. Wow. This looks cool. So this is blip.tv. How the fuck... Where's the goddamn feed? This is a problem that I have with these video blogs. It's always so fucking hard to find the goddamn shit. Okay, but they do have an iTunes one-click at the bottom. Hello? Why is it at the goddamn bottom? Ugh. I can't read shit. You know what? Fuck that. All I do is read shit, talk about the news. You know what amazed me? I was talking with the Sky Panther today about this... although Amnesty International is basically saying that this country sucks for gay rights, and the city where I live, Chicago in particular. USA police mistreatment and abuse, widespread in gay, lesbian, bisexual... Ugh, I can't even go there right now, I'm sorry. I want to talk about these new... the Sony PlayStation thing and the Vexbox, Hexbox, whatever it's called. Box. Vagina. Ah! I don't know. Hey, whatever. Okay, so. Where was I going to go with this? Oh, right, so I have to keep talking because it's the show. What was I talking about? So we have these Xboxes coming out. Now, the amazing thing is that the processing power of these things, the new Xbox and the new PlayStation, it's several teraflops. Teraflops, is it, or megaflops? No, teraflops. These things are so fucking powerful. Let me pull up the goddamn... I mean, it's a whole revolution in computing. It brings it up. It's like it's approaching the speed of these, you know, huge rooms full of supercomputers, the clusters. It's amazing. And now, okay, I guess I will have to read. This is from the Register. I love the Register because they hate Dave Weiner. Let's see. I need food, speaking of Dave Weiner. Okay, the Cell, the massively parallel processing chip, that's the one in the, yeah, currently being designed by Sony and IBM, will scale from single chip systems through entire server rooms packed with thousands of them. A four-chip home server system will be able to deliver 1 billion floating point operations per second. Move up to a 32-core chip in, say, a Blade server module, and you'd get 32 gigaflops of processing power, while a 64-core gigaflops, not teraflops. I was wrong. Gigaflop? Okay. Ultimately, Sony suggested we'll see 16 teraflop supercomputer cabinets and one petaflop, that's a million flops, in other words, floating point instructions per second, I think is what that means. The latter delivering enough raw power for true AI systems. Okay, so this sounds like it's just, you know, a matter of months or years at the most before we get petaflop server rooms. So... artificial intelligence, end of the world, here we go. Well, maybe it'll figure out how to change the fucking atmosphere. I'm sure it probably will. That's what they're going to do. They're going to figure out how to change the weather. We're going to control the weather so that Earth doesn't kill us. I think that's what's going to happen. We're all just a fucking matrix anyway. I don't know. I mean, isn't it obvious that we could all be just a computer program? You know what I mean? Isn't that obvious or what? I mean, it's all this... all these computers to get us into virtual reality when that's all we are in the begin with. And we end up with what we started, you know? Here we are, we're in this virtual reality, which is our existence, you know? I don't think there is reality, there's just virtual reality anyway. I mean, the fuck is reality? And then you have us all trying to, it's sort of like going back into the womb, but we're trying to go back into the original virtual reality. We're trying to get to virtual reality when that's all we're in. We're trying to get to another virtual reality by creating it in video games and television, virtual reality. And then we'll be in that virtual reality. We're creating a virtual reality. And then in that, we'll create another virtual reality. You know, just like that. What crap. Meanwhile, my neck hurts from all of it. My neck hurts. I have paper. I finally bought paper. What happened there? I'm tired, but I can't sleep. And I got to clean tomorrow. All right. I'm going to post this show, and I'm not going to check it or anything, so I don't care. I don't care. You know, love it or leave it. It's my day for me tomorrow. I got stuff to do. I'm working on a top secret mission that you probably hear about later, but it's top secret. Top secret! All right. What else? What else am I doing here? Hey, hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Maybe I should just sit back and watch the television. Yeah, let's watch some TV. Where's my remote control? Damn it, Hoodle. Where's the remote? So weird. Licensed schizophrenia, this podcasting. Walking around, looking for the goddamn remote. Looking for the shit. Fuck. Hi. Where is it? Huh? Where's the thing? Here it is. Ay. Okay. There we go. I found the one remote. Now I got to find the other thing that controls the actual picture. Where's the shit that controls what you...
watching on the TiVo. Am I still talking? Where's the fucking thing? I think I'm going crazy. Again. I just don't leave my house, you know? I do. I did leave the house. Oh, yeah. I went to the CompUSA to get a Bluetooth headset. The nice thing is, at least I can save money that way. Nova Cientos hurts and smells. Oh, whatever. Like I speak that? Come on, Mary. Oh, play.
Earlier tonight. Did I get that right?
That's not the news. That's the... Okay. Oh, yeah.
Whoops, look at the time. I better get back to class.
All aboard!
That's not news.
And then it just popped back in. It was so good.
I want to see this. Does anybody know what this is?
Outside of nerves, she seems perfectly all right this morning.
Yeah. Never better. She's full of fun and mischief. Why do you say seems? Why shouldn't she be all right? What the hell do you mean?
Don't start jumping down my throat.
Jason Robards, it's Long Day's Journey into the Night.
This ought to be one thing. Let's
see what else.
Frankly, without a battle.
There's somebody over there. I say there's somebody over there.
Don't be silly. The house is just settling, that's all. Anybody over there?
I don't see anybody.
There you are. If there's anybody over there, you'd see him, wouldn't I?
Oh, what is it, Captain? What is it?
You know what I think? I think you got roaches.
Let's hear news now, maybe.
BBC World News.
Big blubber cunt news service.
WLIW New York. Funding for this presentation has been provided by
your mother, whose socks and sales.
New York and Stovram. They must reform to cope with globalization.
I'm hungry. I'm gonna make a garden patty. I'm gonna make a garden patty. Welcome to my brain. Christ. Breaking news. Amsterdam airport. What's going on? 10 people died in the airport, in the prison. So this was interesting. I was talking with Bisa Clay to Mark about this, that, you know, the U.S. now has more prisoners than any other country. 2.5 million or something like that? And is it that high? God. So it's basically a return to... It's a whole up-down turnaround back to slavery again. So we have the same people, black people, only now we, you know, we make them go to jail for taking drugs that make them realize that... whatever. I'm tired of explaining this shit. Why doesn't somebody explain this shit to me? I don't fucking understand it. I'm just here to eat garden burgers. I ain't cooking enough. Garden burgers. General audience, garden burgers. What do you fucking want from me? Let's play some fucking music and crap. Fucking whore. Barbra Streisand's a dyke. I don't fucking care what I say about this bitch. I'm just gonna throw the needle on, play it wherever, and you'll just have to fucking deal with it, won't you? Huh? Right? You will, all right. Misty watercolored yeast.
Now, wander me, then by a fire, pleasure me, peaceful me, and in the silence, quietly whisper me. Forever me with love, forever me with love, and every day I'll gentle you, tender you, and all the way I'll velvet you, clover you, I'll wrap you up and ribbon you. shower you with shine. Plan to let you
get out of my face. She's so annoying, isn't she? Ah. Oh, feedback. Stop. Stop. Sorry. This is something I just found in my closet. I have a bunch of albums I've never heard. This is Hasidic pop. Some Jewish people. Hasidic pop. Let's hear this shit. Nope. That's not pop. That's just shit. Let's see here. Let's have Henry V, maybe. Let's hear her. Let's hear a little bit of her. I fucking had it. This is what happens when I'm overtired, bitchy, and... loud.
Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. A kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Suppose within the girdle of these walls are now confined two mighty monarchies whose high upreared and abutting fronts the perilous narrow ocean parts asunder. Piece out our imperfections.
Did you hear what I heard? Hold on a second.
Into a thousand parts divide one man and make imaginary puissance.
Hold on a second. Did you
think
hear what I
heard? Think when we talk of horses that you see them printing their proud...
Did you see... I could have sworn I heard a girdle. Did I hear a girdle?
Brightest heaven of... Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention.
Girdle. Lummox. Ah!
And two mighty monarchies, whose high upreared and abutting fronts the perilous narrow ocean are now confined a kingdom...
Where's the girdle? See. I'm trying to find...
Suppose within the girdle of these walls are now confined a king...
Vaginal walls.
That is your thoughts that now...
Hold
must
on, where's the girdle?
Within, carry them here. Within the girdle of these walls, turning the accomplishment of many years
loop it,
into
bitch.
An hourglass. For the witch supply, admit me chorus to this history. Within right. the girdle of these walls... Are now confined a kingdom for a stage.
Sorry, princes deal with
girdle
me.
the girdle of these walls. Are now confined within of the girdle of these walls. Within the girdle of these walls. Within the girdle of these walls. Within the girdle of these walls. The girdle of within the girdle of within the girdle of within the girdle of within the girdle of the girdle of 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 girdle.
All right, we're getting there. Just shut up. Relax. You can change the channel if you don't like it. This is what I do.
Girdle of girdle of girdle of girdle.
Shut up.
Girdle of girdle of girdle of girdle of girdle of girdle.
Hold on, I'm getting somewhere with this. We're going.
Girdle of girdle of girdle of girdle of girdle of girdle girdle of girdle of girdle girdle of girdle.
The Dauphin is so pleasant with us. His presence in your pains,
right,
we
enough.
Thank you for.
Fine.
When we have matched our rackets to these balls.
When we speak with our noses instead of our mouths. What is wrong with me? Why can't I stop this shit? Make it stop. What else can I play? What else do I have out here that I can fucking play? Let's put the... God damn it. This one's fucking empty. Can it be the real? I'm a Jewish. My nose is so big that it could be all again. Tell me, would we? Could we?
The way we were. Bitch.
All right, get out of bed.
My prescription from my doctor, who that they're going to take me away. I just can't believe it. I just called the Havertown Hospital. I just got to the hospital. All of a sudden, I hear. What's that? That's the ambulance. Weird. Now comes up two harness bulls with a stretcher. All right, get out of bed, get in a stretcher. Oh, this is another schlub. What did you bring the stretcher for, dopey? This guy, you're sick. Well, what do you tell sick people? Get out of bed, get in a stretcher? You put them in a stretcher. I mean, don't you know when you're dead and I'm dead and the minutes are red, the schlub, he was sick, then he got out of bed, got in a stretcher? Okay. Now, you must understand, I am what I have on. Just my shorts. Schlift. These shoes, I got them in Tom McCann 3 years ago and they really caught on. I'll show you. Honest to God, I'm not putting you on. Yeah, okay. Now, you know that without, if I'm not involved in it, this shoe takes 40 minutes to get on. It's just weird, but they had the shoe. All right, let me try it. All right. And they, there's two guys with a shoe. So this one harnessman goes, yeah, I know what they'll do. Well, oh, no, but he's really doing all the movie characters that he saw other policemen do. Oh, he's sicky. Hickey-dicky. I guess we'll just cut it. I said, you'd like to, you schlub. You know the fact you said you cut it? That's why this man over here, the detective, is quiet and nice and subdued. And you putzo, that's why you stayed in the uniform. Well, that's where he heard that. He picked me up. I am a six-year-old man like this. Bow, on the stretcher. Room. Okay. Now he's bugged with me. He's really drunk. I dig what he does. Him and the other guy. And now he's really grumbling. That's why I stand in the front, huh? Now they're carrying me and bumping me into the walls. Bump. Now did we get to the elevator? Hotel elevators are not built for stretchers. A real Stahl's elevate operator. He's stopping at every floor, doing his business. Okay, well. Yeah. Now, see, elevators, as it is, are classic places for meditation. Because somehow everybody gets zugnish, means shut up in elevators. You can be talking well with your friends. So I tell you, it's Charlie, blah, blah, elevator doors, blah, blah. It's too weird, but he says zugnish. So knowing that and then seeing this, it's like, huh? Now, out of the elevator. Now, for the first time, I see the John Bartram Hotel from a different perspective. I see the all beautiful ceiling. Ding, 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 ding. And into the car. Boom, inside some kind of truck, a newspaper truck. I'm not putting, honest to God. Ramp, they hit a car. No, I said, this is French satire. Like, they hit the car, sure enough. The nut they hit is a real irate citizen. You policeman with your sirens demanding to see his operator's license. Mr. is in good temper now. Now I see they carry me upstairs, to get to the hospital. I'm on a dusty floor. Vroom, you. Then, vroom, Lieutenant Bondi, look, you junkie, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Lieutenant Bondi. Blah. You don't know me, Fantasia. I'm not bugged with you for hitting. Because I would hit you. I realize that probably through years of this scene, you found out that there are people who are psychotic, want to fool with authority, who keep, so you found it's a stamp, and then you... Because if you don't give a good schluffo, that's probably good psychology. First time you get in there, wappo. No brutality, but a good frost can put him. Because if not, probably get some... Then they can't even do their gig. They can't even feed the other guys. That's why I said, I realize this and I'm bugged with you. And to so since I'm not bugged with you, it's like an experiment. So, no, it's like, if I tell my kid, we're going to play a game where I slap you... Like that, see, and really structure it right, she'll never cry. But if I just go, so that's the impact. So you'd have to really whack me out a lot. So I want to save you a lot of effort. And this, because you're going to hit me and I'm not going to be bugged with you, so it won't have any effect. I can't stand a thing, give up, because I understand what's happening. You have a gig, and then it's... So I said, don't make that. Now, there's other two guys at the park. Now, here's a good place. The police. Now, a detective. Now, I see another detective. I said, see him? He said, you know what? I said, yeah. What? I got my album. How'd you know that? I can just tell him. You know, he's good. Yes. So then Zawalski, dope, he goes, what's wrong with white pants? There's nothing wrong with him, but he is my generation. I know it, Casa. And then more detectives, more policemen, good, sweet, that I know. Don't know me, and we dig the same thing. Hey, blah, 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 so we get a bum beef, that's good insurance. Now the lieutenant, come on, get out, crap, you'll hear his office later. And now I'm starting to get calls, it gets ridiculous. And it got really silly, you know, I got a call, then they dig their cute jokes. Who's Lenny Bruce around here? I don't know. I guess you are him. All right, bye, bye. Okay, now interrogation. Get out on bail. Now you must realize that I'm worth to an operator, let's say a Saturday night, good $6,000-$7,000. Easy. So I know that when I'm in jail, that I'm going to get out of jail. Because I'm worth $7,000. I'll be out of jail if I expose myself in front of myself. I'll just dash it. $7,000. Okay, now here's the thing. You're probably not get to law because maybe you never got busted. There's a thing called a writ. The magistrate signs that writ and you get out. There's only supposed to be one writ. Four writs. I got out four times. Four partners got me out on their own. Then the writs held me up to getting out. Until they cool that little thing. Get the carbon onto the carbon onto the carbon. Look around. All the sides of jail. Dig this. It's such a beautiful put on. There's like 18 rows and shelves of books. So a prospective client walks in. Books? Oh, that's a safe place. You might find the books here. This is really good. That's this kind of class. This is really good. This is like, the law depends on logic. I said, well, no, I have a prescription. Thank you. forget it, buddy. You're gonna nut your stuff. You're gonna back and forth. Really? No. What did that tell me? Do I lay the man and I walk down? No, it's supposed to. Like a sinister man. He's taking away the DA entirely. The DA didn't open up his mouth. Well, I think we found enough to find a prima facie case here. It's obviously the pain is too limited, a good ding ding. And then the attorney starts. If you think. Now it got to be a thing of these 10 and a half tablets. These 10 and a half tablets were blah, blah, blah. Where is the court chemist? He's on vacation. Maybe that's a hype. What's going on in Phoenix? Maybe Phoenix City, they're schluffing again with all the guilt there. He's on vacation. So my attorney, well, he knew that he... No, it's not to suit your whim, but this man is not a narcotics addict. The Dr. Cardello gave him an examination. There's a report. Well, it was just a cursory examination. There's a judge. A cursory, the guy schlepped me for a half hour with examinations. A cursory. So then I said, all the people who are drunk drivers, they get schlepped out. They decide that was cursory, it wasn't cursory examination. Another whim bit. Now, he holds me over. I gotta go home. I can't take any work now because I don't want the dates come. I better take the date because I'm laying off. Now I get it. Now I gotta go back. Okay, now he wants $6,000 he started out with. You understand that I'm back to the same guy? Oh, yeah. $6,000. Now I tell my attorney, look, come here. I'm really bugged, man. Now, you've got to tell the judge this for me. If you don't, I'm not going to pay you a penny. And I'll find out about it. I'll just know from his attitude. I want to give him $700. But I want my stuff back and tell him I'm scoring for him. He's the connection. Now, you tell him that, man, or I'm not going to go. What are you, crazy? That's it. I don't argue with that. I'm nuts. That's cool, but do that. Okay. Kaiser came out like this. He was just out of it. He didn't even wait for the... He just started socking in and wailing in. Okay, now it just got to be nuts. He shut everybody up and cut this one up and cut that one off. Now, the press. Now he's... I'm going to go to trial. Now it's over. I'm sitting there and I say, well... I'm just going to go up and punch him I'm going to just punch him. That's all. Now that's corny. What can I do? I'll do something with a Bible. I'll hit him with a Bible. No, but then if I do that, I'll be suppressed. And I'll take 18 steps outside the courtroom. There's all the television cameras. Lenny. Would you like to say something to the president? Yes, the magistrate Kreiser is a crook. What's that? Bling! Philadelphia front pages, I took off Gromyko and Kennedy. Bribery, bling ding. Now, when I'm making these statements, I know that one would assume, first, this guy is mad. He didn't get his way. Then he accuses of bribery. Second, a sick comedian. Not too much validity there.
What is about... There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating. feel the pain, feel the joy, and sidestep the little bits of history repeating.
This guy named Joseph Campbell, who taught at Sarah Lawrence College for 38 years starting in 1934. Campbell was a comparative mythologist. Let me borrow the words of author Eugene Kennedy to explain. Myth and symbol are fundamental and essential properties of all religions. They are the special language of religious experience. Joseph Campbell has devoted his life to their study, detecting recurrent themes and motifs in varied mythologies of different cultures that suggest that a single underground spring of religious experience nourishes them all. According to Campbell, what appear to be diverse religious traditions are actually different expressions of a unitary experience that is shared across all cultures. We didn't have a word for it then, but Campbell gathered up all the belief systems and found what today we call the meta. Instead of this causing a great thunderclap and the summoning of the heralds with trumpets, very few people even got it. Bill Moyers didn't get it until Kennedy, who I just quoted, wrote a piece on Campbell for the Easter Sunday edition of the New York Times Magazine. From that, Bill Moyers understood this was important stuff, and he talked Joseph Campbell into going on camera, which is not something Campbell wanted to do. He'd rather teach a class. But he was losing a battle with cancer. Even so, those video essays and interviews with Campbell show Moyers mentally six paces behind Campbell at every turn. That Easter Sunday New York Times piece was published 26 years ago. It was called Earthrise because it explored the concept of the Earth being viewed externally, a new concept amid 20th century man. A shot of Earthrise from the perspective of the moon was then the opening shot on CBS Evening News. As it percolated into our culture, it was the final nail in the conceited religious theories of an Earth-centered world and of the clear division of the Earth and the heavens. We were all just part of everything, and the divisions were just matters of degree. I've just seen some footage from a new 20-minute featurette produced in England for 80,000 euros that doesn't have a real shot in the whole thing. It's real people. But it's shot on green screen with motion-tracking cameras and a lighting department of 30 people, and the world is applied in post. We've done this before, of course, but never totally with no conceit as if it's real. As Gertrude Stein put it, there's no there there. Of course, she was talking about Oakland. This is our 21st century version of Earthrise. Those who get it are a funny amalgam of gamers and animators, modelers, programmers, and bit wranglers, the people whose names roll by in closing credits who labor at effects houses like Industrial Light and Magic, Digital Domain, and Giant Killer Robots. Some of the folks in digital media have gotten lost in virtual worlds, have driven home after a day spent in some machine-realized space, making mental notes to tweak the luminosity of the streetlights they pass, forgetting that their current reality maybe God's render farm. As if this isn't enough, science is making a frontal assault on religion through quantum theory. We are all just a part of everything, and what look like divisions aren't divisions at all, and in fact may be a unitary experience to someone correctly placed. This is creeping into today's consciousness through think pieces like the documentary What the Bleep Do We Know, and theatricals like The Jacket. In a world where more and more of us grok reality as something that changes as a part of the viewing process and over which we sometimes have control, comparative mythology in the Joseph Campbell sense is even less of a foreign concept. Bible stories, the Vedas, the stories handed down by the shaman, are just rivulets of the wellspring of a shared religious experience that we're hardwired for. If Joseph Campbell were alive this Easter, he might get the props he deserves. Although, maybe he is and just did. But that's just my opinion.
It'll kick you in the balls when you least expect it. But life is good with Madge Weinstein in it. Yeah, with Madge Weinstein in it. Yeast Radio.
going to spill over.